Folks, it's time for some amazing fun facts about Penn State Nittany Lions football. Let's do it. Folks, the Penn State Nittany Lions began playing football in 1887, but they didn't even have a coach for 5 years. And still, they had a winning record of 12-8-1, which just goes to show you, you don't even really need a head coach. You don't. I mean, it's an idea that's at least worth thinking about. I'm looking at you, Detroit Lions and Cleveland Browns. Now, when Penn State started, they didn't even have a stadium. They didn't even have a designated football field, so they just played their games on the front lawn of the school, known as the Old Main Lawn. Heck, they didn't even have enough money for proper 10-yard first down chains. They just used old spaghetti strands from the dining hall. First down. First down. Hey, this is pretty good. So they finally named a coach in 1891, George W. Hoskins. Now this guy had a winning percentage of 760, the highest winning percentage in school history. It still stands to this day. And he didn't have any kind of shoe company sponsorship. Nah. The best he got was a brand new office with a door.
Mr. Hoskins, the university appreciates your many contributions to Penn State traditions and honor. And in light of that, we have voted to give you a brand new office, complete with its own door. Of course, you'll have to get the door by yourself at Home Depot, expense it on your expense account, and install it yourself. But enjoy your new office, Mr. Hoskins.
Folks, those have been some quick, amazing fun facts about Penn State Nittany Lions football. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. I mean, what would your mother think if you didn't comment, like, and subscribe? She wouldn't like that. She wouldn't like that at all.